bring me three gifts. Once there was a man with four sons. The three older sons each had a wife. The man, his sons, and their wives lived in a beautiful home. The wives loved their husbands, but they missed their old homes. Many times they said to the father of their husbands, "We miss our villages. May we visit them?" Every time the old man answered, "My sons and I need you. Stay with us another day." The wives asked again and again. Finally, one day, the old man said, "You may leave, but you must bring me three gifts or you cannot come back. You must bring me fire in paper, wind in paper, and music from paper." The wives were so happy. "We will bring you everything," they said, and they left the house. On the road, the wives thought about the gifts. "Oh no! How can we bring back fire in paper, wind in paper, and music from paper?" they cried. A puzzle. Father said before we left, "I want three things from you. Bring me these or don't come back. Oh, what will we do?" Father told us when we left, "Bring me all these things." Why did he give this puzzle to us? Oh, what will we bring? The gifts were impossible. "We will not be able to go back," cried the three wives. Just then, the wives saw a farm girl. She asked, "What is wrong?" The wives told her the problem. "I can help you," the farm girl said. "Meet me here in 3 days." The wives thanked her. Then they left to visit their villages. 3 days later, the wives met the farm girl again. She told them how to solve the puzzle. The happy wives hugged her. "Thanks." The happy wives thanked the girl. They thanked her again and again. They could go back to the father. They had three gifts for him. The wives hurried home. The first wife bowed and said, "Father, here is fire and paper for you." She held up a large paper lantern. A small candle glowed inside it. The room filled with light, and the old man smiled. The second wife bowed. "Father, here is wind and paper for you." She waved a beautiful paper fan. A cool wind filled the room, and the father laughed. The third wife bowed. "Father, here is music from paper for you." She held up wind chimes. The second wife waved the fan at them. The breeze made the chimes ring. Music filled the room. The father clapped and laughed. The gifts. "Look at this lantern. See it glow. Wave this fan and feel the breeze blow. Hold up these chimes and hear them ring. Take all these gifts. Take them and sing." The father was so happy. "You are all very smart women. You make me proud," he said. The wives did not want to lie. "Father, a farm girl helped us," they said. The father was quiet. Then he said to his youngest son, "Go find this girl. I want to meet her." The son found the farm girl and brought her back to the house. "You are a clever girl," the old man told the farm girl. "My son is clever too. You could marry him and be part of our family." The young woman smiled. Then she said to the father, "You are kind, but I am poor. I do not have anything for you." The father laughed. "We do not need a gift from you," he said. "You are smart and clever. That is enough for us." Soon after that, the farm girl married the fourth son. The family grew, everyone was happy, and the four wives visited their villages whenever they wished.